Here's an extra. Remember John the Baptist when he was baptizing in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins? Every example that he gave about what it looked like to repent and enter the kingdom of heaven, remarkably, it had to do with money. In particular, tax collectors asked him, if we are going to repent and enter the kingdom of God, what should we do? And he simply said, don't collect any more than you are required to collect. In other words, let go of your thieving ways, turn from that, and enter the kingdom of God. I wonder if anybody ever did that. Today we're going to look at an example of one guy who recognized that there was something of far greater value than coins, money, that kind of money, and he saw the value of in the kingdom of God. Let's look at that. A little bit later in Luke, we'll read where Jesus says, this is something that worldly wealth is good for. Use it to make friends for the kingdom so that when that wealth is gone, and it absolutely will be gone, that you will have invested in the kingdom, stored up treasure in heaven, and you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Here we get a snapshot of somebody who figured that out and did it. Look at this. It says, after this is back, I think, in chapter 5. It says, after this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. Now, tax collectors know all about the value of the dollar. But Jesus said, follow me. And Levi got up, and he left everything and followed him. A part of what he left was his thieving attachment to money. Doesn't say that that really was Levi's problem, but he was a tax collector, probably a pretty good guess. Here we see the changed life. This is what repentance looks like. And this is also what a reworking of your understanding of wealth looks like. It says, then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus. What he means by he held it was he turned loose of an awful lot of money and invited a whole bunch of his tax collector friends so that he could introduce Jesus to them. It says, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. All of this was on Levi's dime. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law who belonged to their sect, they complained to his disciples, why do you, Jesus, eat with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If you want to know what money is good for, this is a pretty good example. What if you could find a way that you could spend money and introduce Jesus, people to Jesus? What if you could do that? What if the way you spend your money, spending it in Jesus' name, for example, would introduce someone to the person who, you know, is the owner of that money, Jesus? Here's another question. Wonder about this. Was Levi more wealthy before he held the banquet or after? Now, of course, before he held the banquet, he had all that money that he spent on the banquet. But after he held the banquet, let's just say that there were probably some of these tax collectors who also, just like him, they turned from their self-ruled life. They cried out for forgiveness, they repented, and they entered into the kingdom of God. These are going to be his brothers and sisters for eternity. These are the people that now, on the other side of the grave, they're going to welcome him into their homes. What does it look like to store up for yourselves treasure in heaven? Well, here's a good picture of that, isn't it? Levi spent some cash here and now, and he stored that up in heaven where it's secure, not going to rot. Nobody's going to steal it from him in the lives of those who repented and entered into the kingdom. Yeah, here's a beautiful collection or connection between worldly wealth, life's riches, and something of far greater value. The goodwill that you find when you introduce people to Jesus. And now they are your brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God. There we have it. Just a little short example of what is money good for? A good question to ask is, how can I spend worldly wealth in a way that it makes an eternal investment? In a way that I have stored up wealth in heaven that won't ever be gone. Well, may God give us eyes to see ways to spend our money just like that. And may we become wealthier and wealthier in the kingdom. God bless.